Have you ever felt like you're kind of stuck, like in this negative thought loop?
Oh, yeah.
And no matter how hard you try to get out, you know, you're like, there's this voice in your head saying you're not good enough or you're just gonna fail.
Right.
Well, if that sounds familiar, you're definitely not alone.
Yeah.
Today, we're going on a deep dive into the world of cognitive behavioral therapy,
Okay.
CBT, to explore a fascinating concept
Mm-hmm.
that just might hold the key to breaking free from those unhelpful patterns. We're talking about core beliefs.
Yeah, core beliefs are fascinating. What's really interesting about CDT is that it gives us this framework for understanding how our thoughts, our feelings, and our behaviors are all interconnected. And core beliefs, they're like the foundation of that whole framework. So they're these deeply held beliefs we all have about ourselves, the world, and other people. And, you know, they shape how we interpret our experiences, how we react to situations, and ultimately how we feel about ourselves.
So it's like these core beliefs are kind of running in the background, influencing everything,
Yes.
even if we're not even consciously aware of them.
Exactly.
That's both intriguing and a little bit unsettling at the same time.
It is, and they often develop early in life based on our experiences. You know, think about it. As children, we're constantly absorbing information and forming beliefs about ourselves and the world around us. So if you grew up, you know, in an environment where you are constantly criticized, you might develop a core belief that you're not good enough.
Like Sarah from the article you sent over.
Oh, right, yes.
Her parents were always putting her down, and she ended up with this deep-seated belief that she wasn't worthy of love or success.
Right.
That's heartbreaking,
It is.
but it also makes you realize, like, how powerful those early experiences can be.
Absolutely. And what's important to understand is that core beliefs can be positive or negative, right? So, for example, you might have a core belief, I am capable. That would be a positive one. Or you might have, I am unlovable, which is a negative one. And the thing is, these negative core beliefs can really hold us back in life because they fuel all sorts of unhelpful thoughts and behaviors.
Okay, so this is where it gets really fascinating for me. Because if these core beliefs are so influential,
Yeah.
how do we actually figure out what our own WN core beliefs are?
Right.
Is it like digging for buried treasure or something?
It can feel a bit like that sometimes. CBT therapists, they often guide people to start paying attention to what we call their automatic thoughts. Those are those quick, often unconscious thoughts that just kind of pop up throughout the day. They're like little clues that can point to these deeper beliefs.
So if I'm constantly thinking I'm gonna mess this up,
Yeah.
that could be a clue that I have a core belief about, like being incompetent
Or
or failure.
like a little red flag, right?
Oh, interesting.
And paying attention to recurring patterns in your emotions can also be really insightful. So let's say, for example, you frequently experience anxiety in social situations. That anxiety could be a sign of an underlying core belief, like I'm not good at socializing or people won't like me or
So it's
whatever.
almost like our emotions are these messengers trying to tell us something deeper is going on, but we're not always listening to them.
Yeah, that's a great way to think about it. And what's really interesting is that core beliefs can be about ourselves, like Sarah's belief about not being good enough, but they can also be about the world or about other people. You might have a core belief that the world is a dangerous place
Oh,
or
wow.
that people can't be trusted, right?
Yeah.
So it really runs the gamut.
That makes you realize just how much these core beliefs can influence how we experience life.
Absolutely.
I'm already starting to think about what my own might be. But before we get too deep into that,
Yeah.
there's something I'm curious about. The article mentions this core beliefs worksheet. Is that something that can help us identify these patterns and connect them back to our core beliefs?
The core beliefs worksheet is a great tool for exploring your thoughts, feelings, and behaviors in a more structured way. It guides you to identify recurring themes and then helps you connect those themes to potential underlying beliefs.
So it's like a roadmap for uncovering those hidden beliefs.
Yeah, you could think of it that way.
That sounds incredibly helpful, but there's another question that's popping to my mind, and I'm guessing it's on our listeners' minds too. What happens when we discover, like, oh no,
Oh.
I have some of these negative core beliefs. Are we just stuck with them forever?
That's a great question. And the answer is a resounding no. One of the most empowering things about CBT is that it teaches us how to challenge and change these negative core beliefs. It's not always easy, but it's definitely possible.
Okay. That's a huge relief to hear.
Good.
But before we get into the how-tos of changing those beliefs,
yeah,
let's take a closer look at what these negative core beliefs can actually look like.
Yeah, let's do that.
So we've established these core beliefs can be about ourselves or the world around us.
Right.
Or even other people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of wild to think about how much they can impact our everyday lives.
Yeah.
I'm guessing not all negative core beliefs look the same, though, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, you might have a core belief about, you know, being unlovable, like Sarah.
Right.
Or maybe yours is about being incompetent or a failure.
Right.
Some people have core beliefs about being powerless or unworthy.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are those beliefs about the world being dangerous or unfair, or that, you know, people can't be trusted.
So it's almost like there's a whole spectrum of negative core beliefs out there.
Yeah.
Each one with its own unique set of challenges.
Yeah.
But the good news is, we're not stuck with them.
Right.
We talked about CBT being this key to challenging these beliefs. But how does that actually work?
Yeah.
What are the tools and techniques that can help us, you know, break free?
So one of the first steps is to become aware of these things called cognitive distortions.
Okay.
These are the thinking traps.
Okay.
That often reinforce those negative core beliefs.
Okay.
Remember those funhouse mirrors we were talking about?
Oh, right, right.
The cognitive distortions are kind of like that.
Okay.
They distort our perception of reality and make it really hard to see things clearly.
So instead of seeing ourselves and the world accurately, we're seeing this like warped version.
Exactly.
That's filtered through our negative core beliefs.
You got it.
Got it.
And one of the most common distortions is called all or nothing thinking. So this is that tendency to see things in extremes with no middle ground.
Uh-huh.
You're either a success or a failure, good or bad.
Right.
Worthy or unworthy.
So like if I don't get that promotion at work,
yeah,
I automatically assume I'm a complete failure, even though there might be other factors involved.
Exactly.
Oh, I've totally been there.
Yeah. And, you know, this kind of thinking can be really damaging because it ignores the nuances and the complexities of life.
Right.
And it really sets us up for, you know, feeling like we're constantly falling short.
Yeah, it's like we're setting these impossible standards for ourselves and then beating ourselves up when we inevitably don't meet them.
Absolutely.
No wonder it leads to feeling stuck.
Right. And another common distortion is catastrophizing.
Oh, yeah.
Which we touched on a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
This is when we automatically jump to the worst case scenario, even when there's very little evidence to support it.
That what if spiral.
Yes.
What if I lose my job? What if I get sick?
Yeah.
What if everybody finds out I'm a fraud?
Right.
It can feel so real in the moment.
It does.
Even if it's completely irrational.
It can be incredibly overwhelming. And that's exactly why it's so important to learn how to challenge these distortions.
Yeah.
One technique that CBT therapists use is called reality testing.
Reality testing. Yeah. So like we put our negative thoughts on trial and see if they hold up in court.
You could think of it that way.
Okay.
It's about asking those critical questions like, what's the actual evidence to support this thought?
Okay.
Or is there any evidence that contradicts it? And a really helpful question is, what's the most likely outcome?
Okay.
Because oftentimes, you know, that worst case scenario is highly improbable.
Right.
But we get so caught up in the fear that we don't even stop to consider that.
Okay, so instead of letting our emotions just run wild, we take a step back and try to look at the situation objectively.
Exactly.
I like that. But I'm guessing it's not always easy to do that in the heat of the moment.
It takes practice, for sure.
Okay.
But with time, it becomes more and more natural.
Okay.
Another powerful technique is what we call developing alternative perspectives.
Okay.
This is where we try to step outside of our own, you know, limited viewpoint and see things from different angles.
So instead of getting stuck in our own heads, we try to imagine how someone else might view the situation.
Exactly.
That sounds interesting. Can you give me an example?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Let's say you're struggling with a belief like, I'm a failure.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe because you didn't get that promotion.
Right.
A helpful exercise would be to think about how a close friend or mentor might view the situation.
Okay.
They might remind you of all your accomplishments. They might point out that setbacks are a normal part of life.
Right.
They might even see your resilience and your willingness to learn from your mistakes.
Yeah, it's amazing how a simple shift in perspective can completely change how we feel.
Absolutely.
I've definitely noticed that in my own life sometimes. Yeah. Just talking to a friend about a problem can help me see it in a new light.
Exactly.
But what if those negative core beliefs are so deeply ingrained
yeah.
that it feels almost impossible to challenge them on our own?
Right.
What if we need a little extra help?
Right. That's a really important point, and that's where a therapist can be incredibly valuable.
Okay.
A CBT therapist can help you identify your core beliefs,
uh-huh.
understand the cognitive distortions that are keeping you stuck, and then develop, you know, personalized strategies
okay.
for challenging and changing those beliefs.
So it's like having a guide to help you navigate this whole process.
Exactly. You can think of it that way.
That makes sense. But even with a therapist, I imagine it's still a lot of work, right?
Changing core beliefs takes time and effort. There's no doubt about it.
Right.
It's not a quick fix. It's a journey of self-discovery.
Right.
And transformation. And it's important to be patient with yourself along the way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there will be setbacks. There will be moments when those negative thoughts kind of creep back in.
Right.
But that's all part of the process.
So it's like learning any new skill. It takes practice, patience,
yeah.
and a whole lot of self-compassion. But the reward is ultimately creating a life that feels more aligned
exactly.
with who we truly are.
You got it. It's about freeing ourselves from those limiting beliefs that have been holding us back
mm-hmm.
and creating space for, you know, new, more empowering beliefs to take root.
This is all incredibly inspiring.
Good.
But I'm also wondering about the practical side of things.
Mm-hmm.
How do we actually integrate this core belief work
yep.
into our daily lives? Because it's one thing to talk about it.
Right.
But how do we make it stick?
That's a great question. And that's what we're going to be exploring right after.
Okay, great.
We're going to dive into some specific strategies for making core belief work a part of your everyday routine.
All right. So we've explored this world of core beliefs.
Right.
We've uncovered those sneaky cognitive distortions. Mm-hmm. And we've even talked about the power of like reality testing.
Yes.
And developing those alternative perspectives.
Absolutely.
But now let's get down to brass tacks.
Okay.
How do we actually integrate this core belief work into our everyday lives?
Yeah.
Feels like one thing to talk about it, but another thing entirely to make it stick.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's all about putting these concepts into practice.
Yeah.
One of the simplest yet most effective ways to start is by incorporating a few minutes of daily reflection
okay.
into your routine.
So like a mental inventory.
Exactly. Find a time that works for you.
Uh-huh.
Maybe first thing in the morning during your lunch break or just before bed.
Okay.
Take a few moments to just sit quietly and observe your thoughts and feelings.
Right.
Notice any recurring patterns or themes.
Okay.
Are you frequently feeling anxious?
Mm-hmm.
Are there certain situations that trigger negative thoughts?
Okay.
The more you pay attention, the more you'll start to see those connections between your thoughts, your feelings, and those underlying beliefs.
So it's like we're becoming detectives of our own minds,
yeah.
uncovering the clues that can lead us to these deeply held beliefs.
Exactly.
And I'm guessing that core beliefs worksheet we talked about earlier mm-hmm. can be a helpful tool in this process.
Absolutely. The worksheet can provide a more structured approach to reflection. Don't be afraid to get creative with it, too.
Uh-huh.
Some people find it helpful to journal.
Right.
While others prefer to use digital tools.
Okay.
Or even discuss their reflections with a trusted friend or therapist.
Right.
The key is to find what resonates with you and make it a regular practice.
So it's about finding what works best for you and making it a sustainable part of your life, not just a one-time thing.
Exactly.
But let's say you've identified a negative core belief. You've started to recognize those cognitive distortions.
Right.
You're even doing your daily reflections.
Uh-huh.
What are some other practical strategies mm-hmm. for actually challenging and changing that belief?
One powerful technique is to start gathering evidence that contradicts that negative belief.
Okay.
Remember, those negative core beliefs often develop early in life.
Right.
And may not accurately reflect who you are now.
Right.
So start looking for evidence that challenges that old story.
So for example, if you have a core belief that you're not good enough, you might start looking for examples of times when you succeeded.
Right.
Achieved a goal or received positive feedback.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's about actively challenging that negative narrative
yeah.
and replacing it with a more balanced and realistic view of yourself.
Okay.
Another helpful strategy is to start practicing self-compassion.
Think
about how you would treat a close friend who is struggling with a similar belief.
Mm.
Would you be judgmental and critical?
No.
Or would you offer kindness, support, and encouragement?
I definitely offer support and encouragement.
Exactly. So start treating yourself
yeah.
with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer to someone you care about.
It's so easy to be hard on ourselves.
It is.
But we often extend more grace to others.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Remember, changing core beliefs is a journey, not a destination.
Okay.
There will be ups and downs, moments of progress, and moments of setbacks.
Right.
Be patient with yourself, celebrate your wins, and don't give up on the process.
This has been such an incredible deep dive.
Oh, I feel like I've gained a whole new understanding of how our thoughts and beliefs really shape our reality.
They do.
And most importantly, I feel empowered knowing that we have the ability to change those beliefs and create a more fulfilling and joyful life.
Absolutely.
That's amazing.
That's the beauty of CBT. It gives us the tools to become the authors of our own stories.
Right.
To rewrite those old narratives.
Yeah.
And to step into a future that aligns with our truest selves.
So as we wrap up this deep dive.
Okay.
I want to leave our listeners with a challenge.
Okay, good.
Now that you've had a glimpse into this world of core beliefs and CBT, what's one small step you can take today to start exploring your own thoughts and beliefs? Maybe it's setting aside 5 minutes for reflection, noticing a recurring emotional pattern, or simply paying attention to those automatic thoughts that pop up throughout the day.
Those are great ideas.
Remember, understanding your core beliefs is the first step towards creating lasting change.
Absolutely.
Until next time, happy diving.